sus temores y encuentra por fin su porqué. Porque soy hija de él, hija del viento que...
Hello, I'm Saul Brody from Philadelphia, PA, USA. You're tuned to the International Radio Report, 30 minutes of news about radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It's Sunday, October. Yes, October already. October the 3rd, 2021. We thank you for tuning in. My name's Sheldon, and Gilles is on the other side, pressing all the appropriate buttons.
Looking at everything, making sure everything's all right.
And sounds good, too.
Yeah.
If you'd like to reach us, you can contact us by email, radioreport@yahoo.com. We're live streaming and archived at ckut.ca, the website for CKUT Radio here in Montreal. Our Facebook group is International Radio Report. We invite you to join the group and read stories that we post up there that don't make it to the show. More details on some of the stories we do cover on the show, and we invite you to post up stories for us as well and interact with our other listeners. We have currently 627 members in the group. And if you are looking to listen to the show again, you can do so through YouTube, the latest show and previous shows. YouTube.com/International Radio Report is the site to go to, and we have 463 subscribers there, so check that out as well. I have a number of different stories for you today, a couple starting off with some special broadcasts coming up on WBCQ and also WRMI. First off, we have a story from the station itself, Cruisin' Radio. Cruisin' Radio on WBCQ. Cruisin' Radio's Arthur Burton and WBCQ's Alan Weiner are both people with a long reputation of being pirate radio operators at some time in their past, albeit on different sides of the pond. In Arthur's case, even present, so when two pirates join together, does that make Maine's WBCQ shortwave now a sort of super pirate? Which started on October the 1st, Cruisin' Radio is doing a weekly hour broadcast every Friday, initially for 2 months at 2300 UTC on 6160. That will be 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 12 midnight in the UK during October. And of course, that will change when those times go back an hour, when the clocks change towards the end of October. Cruisin' Radio is an internet station of some years standing, started and run by Arthur Burton, a pirate of many decades' experience going back to the 1970s when he started on Radio Jackie and later Sun Radio London. He was on Nova Italy, RFL, and appeared on the shipborne Radio Caroline station in the 1980s. Cruisin' Radio thrives on quality in both music and presentation and on its net 24/7, as well as shortwave at times. EQSLs are available. We'll put up a link for that. You can check out their website, cruisinradio.net. They have a chat room, a news page, and a contact page. If you can, please donate to help Cruisin' Radio. They don't make any money out of providing free and unique entertainment, and computers, hardware costs, etc., have to be paid for somehow. So they have a PayPal account for that. So we'll put the links up for all of that. But in the meantime, you can give the station a listen on WBCQ. Again, the station is called Cruisin' Radio.
It's fun to have these private broadcasters that actually rent airtime so we can hear all of these different broadcasts. And we don't think about it, but most of these pirates don't get, you know, free airtime. You have to pay for the time you'll be on the shortwave frequencies. WRMI is going to broadcast Janis Joplin's music in October. So this is via Terry Colgan of Austin, Texas. So it started on October 3rd, early today, basically, which was last night in North America. And it will go through October 31st, Saturday evening, North America, which is, of course, 01 UTC Sundays. That's 9 p.m. Eastern on Saturday evening. The frequency will be 5950, and WRMI will air an hour of music recorded live by Texas artist Janis Joplin. The program will be repeated weekly through October 31st. Joplin was born in Port Arthur, Texas in 1943 and rose to fame when she performed with Big Brother and the Holding Company at the Monterey Pop Festival in 67. She died in Hollywood of an accidental heroin overdose in 1970 at age 27. Texas Radio Shortwave will offer a special two-panel EQSL for correct reception reports covering at least 20 minutes of the broadcast. In addition to song titles and approximate text of announcements, reports must contain comments on the program content itself. And I've heard Texas Radio Shortwave mentioned so many times that it is important to have comments on the programs, that if you don't actually comment and give your impressions of what you hear, you might not get that EQSL, actually. So, you know, it's time to let them know if you like the program and even give suggestions. Reports should be sent to texasradiosw@gmail.com. And that actually is a nice Saturday evening in North America because it's kind of a two-hour broadcast. You have the Pirate, Euro Pirate broadcast from 0 to 01 UTC. And then you have the special from Texas Radio Shortwave, which covers Janis Joplin from 01 to 02. And so that's throughout the month of October. And 5950 kilohertz, this is actually giving a pretty good signal across North America.
There's a lot of Janis Joplin music that's not heard very often, live recordings, and it seems like they probably have got a hold of a lot of these special live recordings. So you may be hearing, if you're a fan of her music, you may be hearing some stuff that you might not have heard before. Definitely worth tuning in. And as Jill said, important if you want that EQSL to not only include the information of what you're hearing, but to include some comments on the program content. We have some statistical information. This is on U.S. radio. It comes from Inside Radio. And they've done a format count, looking at how many different formats are being played on different stations throughout North America, particularly the United States. And the headline, country and news talk radio stations remain on top. Country and news talk remain the two most programmed formats on AM and FM radio, according to Inside Radio's monthly monitor of format counts. While country's stations total is off by just 3 or 0.1% from a year ago, news talk has added 41 stations for a 2.1 year-over-year gain. Third and fourth ranked, as usual, are religion, including teaching and variety, and contemporary Christian, with total stations for both formats at 3,331 in September 2020 and 3,325 this month, amounting to a negligible 0.2 decrease. Note that the year-over-year decline in religion-formatted stations is principally due to the breaking out of inspirational gospel as a separate format beginning in October 2020. Contemporary Christians' total is up 2.3 year-over-year, adding 30 stations since last September. Classic hits and classic rock, the 7th and the 10th ranked formats, with 1,167 596 stations in September 21, respectively, show the most impressive growth in total stations from a year ago. Classic Hits, which has been top-rated in many major markets throughout the summer, added 29 stations for a 2.5% gain, while Classic Rock brought 15 more stations into the fold for a 2.6% increase. The sports format continues to lose stations, with 28 stations having left the format from September 2020. That's a 4.1% decline. Also showing a total station decrease is Top 40, losing 8 from last September, off 1.3%, and Adult Contemporary with 12 stations departing for a 2.1% decrease. Looking at other formats inside the Top 10, Variety, including many non-commercial FM and AM outlets, is off 0.7, with a loss of 9 stations year over year, while total Spanish language formats are up 1.6, with 20 new stations from September. In summary, the order of the top 10 U.S. radio formats based on the number of stations stays the same as in August, with country on top, 2,193, and News Talk in second with 2,039. Religion places third, 2,010 stations. Contemporary Christian, 1,315. The rest of the top 10 are in order. Variety, 1,257. Spanish, 1,241. Classic Hits, 1,167. Sports, 652. Top 40, 613. And Classic Rock, 596. So, anything surprise you there?
Well, you know, you got to take it into the context that it's U.S. radio formats, which differs from Canadian radio format somewhat. I am a little surprised at the country music. But anyways, the news is not surprising. I mean, with we all want to have, you know, the latest news, what's happening. And I think these stations will always be up there in the top, you know, whatever changes happens on the radio, News Talk will always be on top with all the interesting shows and, of course, the news that you want to know every, like they say, every minute of the hour on some of the radio stations. But I'm a little surprised at the country on top. But, you know, music is important, and I know country music is quite popular in many parts of the country in the U.S.,
Yeah, I think if you get outside the major cities, New York City, Los Angeles, Chicago, Miami, places like that, country is not large in those big cities. But get to the rest of the country and you're going to find it's somewhat similar in Canada, too. There are a lot of country stations in more rural areas out of the you know, the big metropolises. Not that Canada has too many of those big metropolises, but it is kind of on a parallel, I think. The religious stations are really taking off. There's so many of them, particularly AM stations, a lot of AM outlets. We have two border stations in just south of the border in the U.S. in upstate New York that are dropping. One is dropping a country format. The other is dropping a sort of a top 40 format. They've both been purchased by a religious organization and are converting over to a religious format. So that's definitely having an impact, and their numbers seem to be on the rise. Being a rock guy, I'm a little happy to see that rock is making a bit of a comeback in some areas. We keep hearing that mantra of rock is dead. Well, it's far from dead if you go look for it. Sometimes it's just a little hard to find. But if you look around hard enough, you're going to find it. And there's some pretty good music still being produced out there. I think the News Talk, always politics going on in the U.S. Yeah. And that's going to really spark the News Talk. And COVID is still out there. So, you know, that's drawing people to the News Talk format as well, I'm sure. So, yeah, I don't think there's any really big surprises in there. You know, it kind of all makes sense when you look at what's going on in the world and geographically the breakdown. What I would be interested in seeing is the News Talk stations, which are so rigidly divided in the U.S. between Republican stations and Democratic stations. I wonder what the split is between those. That would be interesting to see, because we all know it's done that way. The talk stations all have a lean to one way or the other. So Those numbers are not indicated in here, but that would be interesting to see.
Yeah, it's very obvious in the evening when you listen to those U.S. stations and they have these personalities that have these shows and talk politics.
There doesn't seem to be any, I've not come across anything that's sort of middle of the road.
Yeah, it's one side of the other pretty much.
Yeah, there's definitely seems to be that very rigid divide when it comes to the talk stations. But there may be others out there that we're not aware of, but they don't break that down, in at least not in this survey. So yeah. Anyways, interesting numbers.
So what's happening with our sun? It's been quite active this week. We had sunspots throughout all the week. We had a little bit of solar flares on some of the spots, but they mostly were not Earth directed, so there was really no coronal mass ejections that really hit the Earth and created any geomagnetic storming. There are two sunspot groups on the sun right now. The sunspot number is 46. We did reach above 100 this week in the solar flux, 102, and it actually was showing because 15 meters was open. I did hear a couple of hams on a 10-meter band, 28 megahertz also. So it shows that it's helping out on the higher frequencies, definitely. That is totally due to the fact that solar flux is rising, making these higher frequencies more robust for radio propagation. No coronal holes, Earth-directed coronal holes, anything special right now. Of course, we'll continue observing the sunspots. One group, actually, 2880, is pretty big. 2877 has a beta-gamma magnetic field that harbors energy for M-class flares. So there could be some more activity this week. Solar flux hopefully will stay high, and frequencies, the higher frequencies will propagate. And the best way to know what's happening and how good propagation is to turn on that radio and listen.
This is George Zeller of Cleveland. Listen to the International Radio Report every Sunday morning at 10:30 on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Next to Africa, you found a really interesting story here from Zimbabwe.
Yep.
Somewhere we don't talk too much about.
Yep. So this is by Leonard Sengir from TechZim. As a Zimbabwean living in an urban area, I find I always overestimate the usage of the internet. It is quite entertaining watching trolls from the different political parties duke it out on Twitter. The noise Twitter users make is quite astounding. To the mind, it feels like everyone is participating in this discourse. That couldn't be farther from the truth. Only 4.2% of mobile phone users use Twitter. This is because only 50.1% of Zimbabwean households have internet access. Contrast that with 62.7% that have access to radio. It appears to be just a 12% difference, but we shall look at why it's significant. These figures were taken from the 2020 ICT Access by Households and Use by Individuals survey by Zimstat. The percentages in actual numbers. 12% difference is much more significant than it looks. Let us look at absolute numbers and not percentages. So all households are 3,734,464. Homes with internet access at home is 1,870,000. And households with access to radio is 2,341,000. So the difference is 471,000 households with an average family unit of 5. That translates to 2,355,000 individuals. That is a significant number considering that there are only about 14 million individuals over 3 years old. However, that is not the impressively significant part. For the internet, there are 1,870,000 homes with internet access. Out of that number, 1,043,000 live in urban areas. That's 74% of all urban homes. 826,000 live in rural areas, only 35.6% of all rural homes. So while 3/4 of urbanites have access to the internet, only 36% of rural homes enjoy the same. When we consider that 2/3 of Zimbabweans live in rural areas, we realize that rural folk are underrepresented. When we then also consider that over 90% of internet usage in Zimbabwe is via mobile, and that only 17.7% use those mobile phones to browse the internet at large, and 38.3% use WhatsApp, we find that even in the urban areas, the internet is still mostly WhatsApp. While on WhatsApp, there is a potential for messaging, promotion, advertisements to go viral, it is not the ideal platform. There is no easy way to gauge the reach of a message, and also the group limit of 256 poses a huge challenge to distribution of information. So who can you really reach on the internet? Much less than you would think when you hear that half the population has access to the internet. The radio side of things, there are 2,339,000 homes with access to radio. Almost 1 million live in urban areas, 70.7% of the urban population. 1,341,000 live in rural areas, that's 57.7% of the rural population. For radio, we see that over half of the rural population has access. That translates into about 6,709,000 individuals with access. Contrast this with the 4,100,000 who have access to a bit of the internet in those rural areas. You then realize that when we discovered that 2 million more people listen to the radio than use internet, the 2 million was mostly the rural-based individuals. For urban users, almost the same proportion has access to both internet, 74%, and radio, 70.7%. And so this shows the significance of radio. Everyone seems to be obsessed with the 2023 elections that are coming up. So let's consider a politician. The proportion of rural households makes it so that one could win an election with only 75% of rural vote and 0% urban. So what he repeats here is that 75% of the rural vote is more than half of the population. One could ignore the urbanites, as has happened before, and still have the numbers on their side. So those 2 million rural individuals that have access to the radio and not the internet are more important than they first seemed. If you have a product, service, message that has the whole nation as a target market, you just cannot ignore radio. Radio remains king. It gets better for radio. Even those rural households with access to the internet listen to the radio more. It remains the cheaper option to get entertainment. We shall not even talk about TV. Only 13.6% of rural homes have TVs. That is abysmal. Even the internet is more popular. TV ownership actually fell from 2014 to 2020. So these are interesting numbers. And, you know, sometimes we think the internet is, you know, king and that's where everybody is. And we start looking at numbers like these numbers in much more detail to realize that, well, radio is there and it's even more popular than you might imagine and might even have a bigger impact. In this case, radio can have a huge impact for any politician that wants to get to power.
The numbers for TV really are surprising.
Yep.
You know, we just don't think that way at all. I mean, we take so much for granted. We take our unlimited internet access.
Yep.
We take, you know, all this media that we have available to us through so many different devices. And, you know, we just often don't think of countries like this one, Zimbabwe. I bet you there's a whole bunch of people who don't even know where Zimbabwe is, never mind, you know, what's going on in the country. But this is really a good indicator. And Zimbabwe is far from an underdeveloped country. I mean, it is fairly well established, yet some of these numbers are really quite surprising. So you can imagine what it's like in other less developed countries where the saturation of media through different devices is even lower. The importance that radio plays in those places is even higher than what we're seeing in this particular report. I mean, we're talking about some countries where, you know, they're hoping they have 24-hour-a-day electricity.
Yep.
We're hoping that they have, you know, consistent and dependable levels of fresh water, telephone service, what have you. Quote unquote, that ancient old technology that we talk about so much of radio is still such an important vehicle to get information and entertainment to people.
Absolutely. So we have ham radio contests.
Yeah, it's a busy weekend coming up next weekend. A lot of contests coming up. If you're into ham radio contesting, if you're a licensed ham, or if you're a shortwave listener and you want to listen in on some of these, many of these contests welcome shortwave listeners to participate. We start off first in an event I hadn't heard of before called the Macrothen RTTY contest, Saturday, October 9th from 0 to 08 UTC, and then again from 1600 to 2400 UTC, and then on Sunday the 10th from 8 to 16 UTC. It's sponsored by the, get this, Pizza Lovers 259 California Silicon Valley Group. The bands are 80 through 10 meters, and the mode is RTTY only.
We have the Nevada QSO Party, 0300, October 9th to 21 Zulu, October 10th, sponsored by the Sierra Nevada Amateur Radio Society. Bands are 160 to 10 and 6 to 1.25, 70 and 33 centimeters and 23 centimeters for VHF class stations. All modes are permitted.
We talked about the Oceania DX contest sideband phone contest, I think last week or the week before. This time it's the Oceania DX contest CW, 0600 Zulu, October 9th to 06 on October the 10th, sponsored by the Wireless Institute of Australia. Covers 80 through 10 meters, and it is CW only.
There's this Scandinavian Activity Contest, SSB, 12 Zulu, October 9th to 12 Zulu, October 10th, sponsored by the Nordic Radio Amateur Union. The goal to promote amateur radio activity in Scandinavia and to encourage amateur radio communications between Scandinavian and non-Scandinavian amateur radio stations. The bands 80 through 10 meters on SSB.
Couple more QSO parties, the Arizona QSO Party, 1500 Zulu October 9th to 05 Zulu October 10th, sponsored by the Amateur Radio Council of Arizona. The modes are CW, phone, and digital. It's 160 through 10 on HF and also 6 and 2 meters for the bands.
The Pennsylvania QSO Party, 16 Zulu October 9th to 22 Zulu October 10th. Sponsored by the Pennsylvania QSO Party Association. It's 160, 80, 75 meters, 40, 20, 15, 10, 6, and 2 meters. And it's phone and CW.
Another QSO party, this one South Dakota. 1800 Zulu October 9th to 1800 October 10th. Sponsored by the Prairie Dog Amateur Radio Club. The modes and are phone, CW, digital, and mixed. And they go on to say, while any digital mode qualifies, modes such as RTTY and PSK31 are suggested. It runs 160 meters through 70 centimeters.
And this one will benefit from a high solar flux, the 1010 International 1010 Day Sprint, 001 Zulu to 2359 Zulu October 10th, sponsored by 1010 International. It's on the 10 meter band only. All modes are possible.
And we will post up links to the details and rules of all of these upcoming contests. You'll find that on our Facebook page during the week. And let us know if you participate in any of these contests. The international ones are always fun.
So we're out of time already.
All right. We do thank you for tuning in each week. And we would love to hear from you. Radio report at yahoo.com is our email address. And of course, you can listen to the show on the archives of CKUT at ckut.ca, our Facebook group, International Radio Report, and our YouTube channel to get the show again and previous editions of the show, youtube.com/International Radio Report. Have a good week, everybody. We will talk to you again next Sunday with our next edition of the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye-bye.
The time has come when we may run to the hills, to mills, in search for a thing we call fun. But we've got to get it on so we can live long, grow strong, and truly belong. A race or equal, the creator will never, never need a sequel. So we ask you all to join us in the universe of prayer, every man and woman.
Prince of Peace, won't you hear my plea? Ring your bells of peace, help loving never cease. Prince of Peace, won't you hear my plea?
Along a road and not knowing where I'm going, I'm planting up the seeds and not knowing what I'm sowing, need sense in the direction of sense, sitting in the middle as Brock off the fence.